Welcome back to the Balls and Holes podcast, episode 13. And it's been a while. It's been 3 weeks, I think, since we filmed the podcast.
Yeah.
But we're back.
Skip 2 weeks.
You see, you know what that means?
What?
Season three.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Season three, episode one is here.
Yeah, you're right.
Anytime we take an extended break, if it's more than a week, we're just going to a new season. Because then it's just an easy way to give an excuse.
Yeah, we were just getting y'all excited for the new season. Wanted to build up the anticipation.
Yeah, because I see a ton, because nowadays so many celebrities have podcasts, because I was just listening to Pardon My Take, which is a Barstool Sports podcast, and they had Rob Lowe on, and he has a podcast, and like he's starting season two of his podcast. I think it's so funny, because like podcasts don't really have seasons, but I notice a lot of celebrities that do them, because obviously they're doing other things. They have like seasons of podcasts, where like that's not really like how podcasts work. It's like a...
Really?
To me, I think it's like... If you have a podcast, you're doing it every week, and like you don't just take like 5 months off and then come back and be like, all right, we're back. Like, it's just kind of like you just, it's your regularly, like a TV show, like you just have a new episode every week. But I don't know.
Well, we have seasons.
We do. We're on season three now, so that's exciting. Nothing really is going to change. We have two Trinities this episode, so.
And way more girl products, just because I'm excited.
I guess we'll have more.
Yeah.
But. We can just start with that. Our wager was kind of we'll choose what, whoever wins gets to choose what we watch, but we ended up just watching both.
Yeah, because I really wanted him to watch.
Because we're like 20 episodes into Death Note, which is like a 35 episode miniseries. So we made a lot of progress on that.
And you're liking
it.
Later.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. And then we've also been working our way around the IMDb top 100 movies of all time. So we'll talk about both those later.
Right.
But
cool.
That's basically just a way of saying that our wager doesn't really matter. It's kind of more for fun. Mm-hmm. But how about let's do the female products first this time?
Okay. Yeah, sure. So usually we do three. I don't know how many I have here. But we'll just start going through them. Because some of them I feel are kind of gimme. I'm just like curious to see if you know them, because it'd be really funny if you don't to me.
Okay.
And even if you do know them, it's still really funny to me. So I'm just like eager to see. Okay. This is something that I'm sure several women know, but it's like a specific brand of an item. I don't know. Anyway, this is it.
Okay. So this is a Dyson hairdryer?
Yeah. How do you know that? You probably looked into it.
No, because Dyson is just the stupidest brand on the planet. Like, we're just going to take things that everyone agrees
is fine.
It looks
like the fan.
They just make things unnecessarily expensive, and they're, like, not good.
Okay.
Like,
I've heard they're not very good.
Well, because I know they have fans that have no blades, and I've, like, felt those before. I'm like, this,
nothing's happening.
You've spent $300 to get, like, someone just going on your face.
So I
hate
Dyson.
I'm an anti-Dyson.
Just because it looks nothing like a hairdryer. I saw it the other day, and I was like, that'd be kind of funny to see if he knows that.
I just know Dyson products. When you see that, that just screams Dyson. And that just screams at a $399 price tag on that or something like that.
Oh, I have no idea. Yeah,
probably.
But yeah, it's something
No
stupid.
Way it's under $200.
No way.
No way.
So this, I want you to tell me, you know, you might know this actually. Okay, just what do you think the purpose of these tools are?
So I actually... have no clue really.
Okay.
But also, so when you buy like electric razors that you know you can have adjustable tips on for like men and, or like shaving your face or anything like that, they always come with like these little attachments too, or something similar to those, where it's just like a little bristle brush.
So
and I have
this
no
isn't
clue
an
those.
Attachment. This is the item.
And well,
the bowl
so
is important.
So
too.
They look like brushes, like kind of like paint brushes, but not. But there's something like I feel like I've seen before in the general hygiene grooming realm. I don't know what the bowl is for. What did you just say about the bowl?
It's important.
Oh, it is important?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Where the magic happens.
I'm going to say use this to, like, I don't know, paint on makeup in the bowls where you mix up the makeup.
Yeah. So this is every woman who has gone to the hair salon knows. This is what they mix your color in.
Okay.
And they put your color on with.
See, it's hard because...
I thought you'd know this because you dyed your hair.
Well, what threw me off, you saw the video of me.
I know, but I thought when you would like open the kit, you would have seen it.
Oh, no. So the reason that threw me off so much was because what I was talking about that comes with like the shaving stuff for guys, like the brush thing is so tiny that comes with those, and I never know what it was.
Uh-huh.
So that there's no scale in that photo, so I just thought they were small brushes, but being big brushes, that makes sense. It's totally like what people paint on highlights or hair color with.
Right. Okay. So this one, I feel like you're going to know it. But we'll see. I'm trying to pick the best picture of it, though, because I have a few. I think this one's pretty good. Do you know what that's used for?
Yeah, this looks like hair rollers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just didn't know if you'd know that.
No, I do.
I guess like that's also something you see in movies too.
Yeah. I feel like more olden movies.
Yeah, people don't really use those anymore. They just use the hot
like
curlers.
A curling iron.
Okay, this one you won't know. I already know it.
Okay, so what I'm seeing here is something. Well, okay, so I know this isn't what it is, but it looks like just like if you're just looking at a 2D picture, it just looks like a kind of like a credit card. So it's like just a four sided thing with.
This is
edge.
Like very specific type of girls know what this
okay.
is. Okay, I personally haven't used this.
There's like something that looks like a barcode because it says like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So it's like measurement thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, it looks like a credit card. Like, that's what, like, you could totally sell that as. But, I mean, I feel like it's, like, a foam, like, seat or something. There's something you sit on.
Okay, so that, yeah. So you don't sit on it, no. But that little oval pops out. Like, so you could, it makes a little circle. Like, it's indented. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So you, like, pop it through and you stick something through that. Think on a lot smaller scale.
I don't know. Do you put your fingers through it and it's like mm-hmm. how long you want your nails?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, for acrylic nails. I was going to help you and show you.
I don't need help.
I know you don't. But this is the actual picture.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
So they like build the nail.
Mm-hmm.
I think not. I don't know. I'm not. I don't know a lot of people who get their nails done like this, but I think that a lot of people know what that is. Okay. I'm sure you know this one. I like
yeah,
to
that's
see.
Yeah, so you put like your toes in. Like,
okay, yeah.
Toes done.
But this is like, have you ever had your toes done?
No.
How do you know that?
I feel like it's also just like been in like movies, like spas.
That's why
something.
I'm like, these are such basic items, but I would be really interested to know if you'd ever seen them before.
Hmm.
Okay. This one, I really don't think you'll know. Just to give you a hard ball after all those. Softies.
Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe like an eyelash tweezer.
What do you mean?
Like, pluck your eyelashes with them. I don't know why you'd do that. But it just looks like a tweezer with, like, a different type of extension on the end.
So what's funny is the other picture I have to show you is it on lashes.
Oh, so it's an eyelash curler.
No.
Oh, straightener?
See, I thought I was like, maybe this will help, but also it could confuse it more.
Mm.
That eyelash isn't attached to a human, if that helps.
So you use it to put it on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like
got
used
it.
To put on fake lashes.
I was
my
like
hands,
my mind went to the right spot there before even seeing the lash.
That's funny you went lash.
Yeah.
First thing. Okay.
All right, these look like I don't know, like the strapless bra thing, pasties you put on if you're like wearing like a backless
I mean,
shirt.
they do go on your nipples, but it's not to be a pasty.
Is it like an implant?
No. So, you know how it has like the long part?
Mm-hmm.
So, you stick the circle on your nipple and then you pull it up.
Oh, so it's
and
like
then
a
you
push
stick
up,
it to the top.
Like
yeah.
A push up bra so, thing?
Or kind of. But for not wearing a bra.
Interesting.
Yeah, I've never tried them. It seems kind of painful. But I don't know. Maybe not. Okay. I think my mom gave me the idea to do this one. My mom or my aunt?
So it looks like a breathing apparatus. No. That's how you pump milk.
How do you know that?
These are all just easy.
But how do you know that?
I don't know, because I feel like I definitely...
No man would know what
no,
this
there's
is.
Definitely like scenes and like The Office. I know there's like definitely... Because like Kevin or... I don't know. Someone's definitely doing it in the office, like pumping their
how you
breast
know
milk.
That.
And then, like, everyone in the office. I think Creed is, like, trying to take pictures of it or something.
Okay, last one. I have a few more, but I'll give you the last one because you're just blowing through these. What do you think? Actually, because I'm going to be pissed if you know this. I have to stump you on one more.
Okay. I mean, you have stumped me on some, but
barely.
I've never gotten
not even.
Far
I don't think so.
Yeah, true.
You knew all of them,
the best
except for the hair dye.
Yeah.
But you knew all the others. Okay, what's happening in this photo?
So it looks like a floss on eyebrows. So I think that's how you... it's like a method of plucking your eyebrows.
Yeah. It's called threading.
Yeah.
Have you heard of that?
Uh-uh. But I haven't heard the term threading ever in my life, but I feel like I've either seen or like heard of you can use that as like a way
I
to
thought
like...
that would be a good one. Man, this is tough. Okay. I want one
How
more.
How many do you have?
I want one more to stump you. I have a few more. It's not a kitchen mitt.
I know, but it's a definitely like a mitt you put on, right? Your hand?
It's a mitt, yeah.
Yeah, and you'd use it when you're dyeing your hair?
No. That'd be really hard to be precise.
I don't know. You stumped me.
That's a self-tanning mitt.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, I was in the right frame of mind because I knew something like to not get dye on your hands. You're going to like, I was like, oh, do you rub it on your head? Because I just used Walmart grocery bags and I dyed my hair.
Okay. I'm glad I got to stump you on at least one. And I have a few more saved up for next week. Okay. So
what's my overall score on that? Like,
literally 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
Even though you missed a couple,
well,
it's like
even though we're only
the ones you got,
nine.
I was not expecting you to get. And the ones you didn't get, I fully thought you would know.
Okay. So we'll give myself an 8 out of 9.
Nah, I gave you a 10 out of 10.
Okay.
Because I, there's like no
I feel
other,
good about that.
I don't think there's any other male that would know those ever.
Yeah.
Genuinely.
I almost got the breast milk one wrong because my mind immediately went to like.
Yeah,
it
does
like
look a lot
like
a respirator type.
Yeah, like a
drop
BPAP,
down.
CPAP type thing.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Then, yeah, just. That doesn't
You just
look,
used your big brain and
so,
outsmarted me.
Actually, like that doesn't exactly look like. What like I would have seen in the office or something, but when you said your mom told me to say this, I feel like that's such like a
mom thing to be like, hee, show him this one.
Well, it's just like I just feel like that's such a like a something that you would just be like, oh, guys, there's no way guys would know what this would be. So it's like,
okay, wait, last thing, just because like
another one,
it's
I still get a 10 out of 10 regardless of what happens.
No, you
here.
Do. This is such a gimme that like I just think it's funny to show you it. Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Pregnancy test.
Okay, cool. Yeah. But that's the thing is, like, I think if I showed my little brother this, he wouldn't know what it is. Do you know what I mean? Like, my little brother is 18,
that,
by the way,
like,
not like a kid.
Of all the feminine products in the world, I feel like that one's, like, the most I've seen in movies and TV shows.
Really?
Like,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
so common. Just
that's
like,
why, like, I saved it, but it's a different color. Like, usually they're blue, you know? Mm-hmm. But I was like, oh, maybe it's pink. I'll throw them off. Do you know what one line means versus two lines?
I don't. I know one means pregnant, one means not pregnant.
Yeah, two is pregnant. Okay. One is not pregnant.
Because, yeah, because it's always like, the, like, one line automatically shows up,
yeah,
and then
like,
it's like,
what does one mean?
That is like the waiting on to see if the other one goes up or something. But, yeah. Okay, here's yours, first one.
Okay, so for the longest time, I thought these were the Buffaloes,
mm-hmm.
but I know they're the Bills.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where they're from. Let me think. Oh, man. It's not Chicago.
No, it's kind of a tricky...
Yeah.
Kind of well, it's not tricky, but trick kind of...
But they're the Bills. Football.
Yes, yes.
And I thought they were the Buffaloes for so long.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's somewhere stupid. Sorry. It's like...
You're going to be disappointed if you don't get it.
Really? Yeah. Boulder? No. What?
Well, okay. Well, first, no, but like totally randomly, like Colorado Boulder's team is the Buffaloes. So good job.
Oh, sick. Okay.
Like maybe your mind.
That's
like,
not my guess.
Had that deep back in there.
Yeah, I think so.
But it is an NFL team, so you're right.
Yeah, I know that much. I'm going to be disappointed.
Just because you're going to be like, oh my God, that's stupid.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
You're
going
to say something like that.
Vermont.
No, it's the Buffalo Bills.
Oh my.
See, like I knew that would kind of annoy you.
Where's Buffalo?
New York.
Okay, I know it's in that region.
But yeah, it's just because like...
Gosh darn it.
Because I wanted to lead you there, but I felt like it'd be too obvious to be like...
Oh, yeah,
if they're
the
Bills... I was going to say, if they're the Bills, then why is it a Buffalo? Like, what do you think?
Well, Buffalo Bill.
Yeah. And there you go. But still 2 out of 3. Good job.
Thanks.
Number 2. So here... Okay, before...
Oh, I love that.
Let me preface this. These next two are going to be kind of what we're going to have to do going forward. Because A... We've gone through a lot of teams, and B, so many teams nowadays, like, this is, so basically what I'm trying to say is the next two are throwback logos of, like, sports leagues that, like, used to have this logo, but now they have a more modern one. But nowadays, logos are so boring, like, all of them are like, yo, the letter of the city or whatever, but the throwbacks are, like, way cooler, so then it'll be like, okay, what's this?
So, off the bat, Raptors.
Mm-hmm.
Cool name.
Yep.
I'm seeing a red Raptor. And he's wearing a blue and purple jersey. It's definitely basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Raptors basketball. Let's do. I don't know. Where would Raptors be? Rhode Island.
Nope, Toronto Raptors. But you're right with the
okay.
Raptors and the NBA. But yeah, such a cool logo. Like, imagine just a nice vintage tee with this.
Oh, it's cute.
But now their logo is literally that basketball. Like, what that basketball is just a basketball.
That's so sad.
And instead of, like, the normal laces, it looks like, so, like a, something ripped through the claw. But still,
cool, though. That's
no,
cool.
It's
really. I kind of like it.
Well, when it's, like, they went from this to that.
I like that. Yeah. You know, so, I like dinosaurs.
So you're at 4 out of 6 right now. That's pretty good. You just can't get the cities.
Yeah. Okay, so it's, like, a very regal crown.
Mm-hmm.
Blue and gold. I know there's like the kings and it's not the kings. Weirdly enough, I think that the Royals is a team.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna go with Royals, Kansas City. Sticking with basketball.
Mm. So Kansas City Royals is a team. It's a baseball team, but that's not this team.
I'm surprised that I actually got that.
This is the Kings.
Okay.
The hockey team, NHL. So that LA Black Shield, this is what it used to be. Remember, like, the when we were
doing
hockey team?
Right.
So, yeah.
Kings versus Oilers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the only way I could have seen you possibly getting this is if you did go on the Kings track and then you just stuck with the colors. Because, yeah, it's blue, but also, like, a purpley. So maybe if you're like, oh, the Lakers, those are the Lakers colors.
I would have never gotten that.
But
the fact that Kansas City Royals is a real team is enough for me
yeah,
to be
yeah,
happy with
great
that.
Great job there.
Thanks.
But yeah, they went from like purple and yellow to now black and silver.
I like their new stuff.
Yeah, their new stuff's like clean, kind of intimidating.
Yeah, this is a little too old-fashioned, I guess.
But yeah, my like favorite city for sports in terms of like uniforms is Pittsburgh, just simply because the Steelers for football, the Pirates for baseball, and the Penguins for hockey, they're all black and gold.
Mm.
So, like, I just love that, like, they're, like, literally the only city where it's, like, oh, black and gold are, like, their colors.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, Cowboys are blue and white, and then, like, the Mavericks are blue and white, but then, like, the Stars are black and green, and
Rangers
are red and blue.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, we're done with that. We're going on to trivia now.
Oh, okay.
Trivia. Popular segment. So, first question, are you ready? They're all multiple choice.
Yeah.
Give you a chance. Where did Dak Prescott go to college? And also, a lot of these are multiple choice. I'll tell you the guesses, but if you think you have a guess right at the back, go ahead
no,
for it.
No, I won't.
A, Texas A&M. B, Ole Miss. C, Mississippi State. D, Arkansas.
Mississippi State.
Yep. How do you know?
I think we're connected.
Well,
I liked him from day one. Saw him on, whatchamacallits?
Hard Knocks.
Yeah. And I was like,
but what does that have to do with like, liking Mississippi State?
No, we're just connected. He told me in my head.
Oh, you and Dak are connected.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Number two, the state of Texas has 5 FBS Power 5 football teams. And what that means is, so in college, there's 130 Division 1 teams, which means they're like in the highest rank.
Okay, college.
And then, yeah. And of those 130, they're in different conferences, like the Big 12 conference, the Big 10 conference, SEC. And then they call the Power 5, like, the best 5 conferences. So Texas has 5 teams that are in one of the top 5 conferences. Which one of them is doing the worst this year in football? TCU, Texas, Texas Tech, Baylor, Texas A&M. Those are the 5 teams that are in the Power 5.
Oh, okay.
Who is having the worst year for football of those 5 teams?
I know Texas is doing bad, but...
You know Baylor's doing good, so.
Right, and I don't think TCU is very good, but they're not like bad.
And the ones you haven't mentioned are Texas Tech and Texas A&M.
And like, who cares? So, because like I feel like they're fine. It's like, whatever. They're doing fine. Baylor's doing well. Texas is doing really not well. I'm gonna go Texas.
You would be right.
Thank you.
And you were also on the right track. Texas and TCU are the two that are kind of near the bottom, but. Texas did beat TCU head-to-head this year,
yeah,
but now
babe,
Texas is the
worst.
Yeah,
babe, I watch sports.
Mm-hmm. So good job.
I'm knowledgeable now.
So you got it right. Texas is the worst of the Power 5 teams in Texas.
Sorry, guys.
But they're not the worst Texas team in Division 1. I think Rice is the worst, but they're not in the Power 5.
I didn't even know Rice was in Texas.
Yep, Houston. What was the first American professional sport? Basketball, football, baseball, soccer.
Baseball.
Yep.
I just know that.
You're 3 for 3 right
now.
Yeah,
I'm killing it.
You're killing. We're both in killing today. Okay, number 4. This one, maybe stump you, maybe not.
Probably.
Football is America's favorite sport, with 37% of people polled preferring it as their number one sport. What is the number 2 sport at 11%?
Hmm.
Basketball, baseball, soccer, hockey.
Basketball.
There you go. You're right again.
Yeah.
Good job.
I just think it's like a really big culture thing.
Yeah, it's like
people like who like basketball love it. Like it's like their life. But then like people who like baseball, they just like go to a ball game.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think there are those people that are like diehard baseball fans, but it's like a dying breed. Baseball is definitely a really like dying sport. But they're number three, and then it's soccer, and then it's hockey. And our dog's barking, but we're just gonna power through it.
Yeah, it's fine.
All right. So you're 4 for 4 going into the final question, which is only 3 choices. So you have a 33% chance of having a perfect week.
All right. I'm ready for it.
Which event consistently gets more viewers? Summer Olympics, Winter Olympics, FIFA World Cup.
FIFA World Cup.
Ah, you're close. Summer Olympics.
I would have guessed winter.
Really? Yeah, it was weird. I was looking at the statistics. Summer Olympics and FIFA World Cup are like near the top, but like Summer Olympics dominates Winter Olympics.
Wow. Like, I'm more of a
winter before like Olympics. The highest viewed Winter Olympics is up there. Like if you just look at the rankings of most viewed events, like Winter Olympics, the highest one of all time, there's like 22 Summer Olympics above it.
Huh.
And then there's like 4 FIFA World Cups.
So, will you read me the question again?
Which consistently gets more viewers? Summer Olympics, Winter Olympics, FIFA World Cup. It's like overall
viewers. I'm so surprised it's not the FIFA World Cup.
So, the Summer Olympics have the top 2 of all time, and then the latest FIFA World Cup's number 3. But then there's like 6 more Summer Olympics than another FIFA World Cup. So, World Cup's definitely up there, but...
Okay. Well, darn.
I think the big thing with the only reason Olympics has more... Well, I guess World Cup lasts a few weeks as well, but I don't know.
That's what I was thinking at first, too, and then I was like, no, I don't know.
Maybe it's because when you watch a soccer game, it's 2 countries, so, like, the 2 countries would care, whereas, like, right. I don't know, like a swimming, thing. Well, and, like, a, say, swimming in the Olympics, there's, like, 8 countries in it, so, like, more people would be watching. Tune in. But, yeah, anyways, very good job on trivia.
Thank you.
And we're just going to keep powering right through. See, normally we film these podcasts, like, right before football starts, so, like, I really want to power through, but now we're...
I really want to power through because I got somewhere to be.
Yeah, you
got to
go watch some dogs.
Check on a doggy.
Well, and I guess I have to go check
on dogs. Yeah, we got to get our dogs sorted out.
Check on dogs. But we still got some more stuff to get through because it is season 3.
Yeah. And so, we've been gone a while.
We have been. So today, I guess the day of upload will be November 15th, which means Thanksgiving is right around the corner. Mm-hmm. And we are going to do 2 Trinities in this episode. But the first Trinity is going to be best Thanksgiving food.
Okay.
We got our coin here. Heads, you go first. Tails, I go first. Tails. It's okay. I don't think much of ours is going to overlap here. There's a lot
really?
Of good stuff to choose from. I don't think this would be your number one. My number one is cheesy hash browns or potatoes. And that doesn't encompass mashed potatoes. But I mean, like, if you have like cheesy potatoes or cheesy hash browns, those are my favorite.
Au gratin.
Yeah, but more I'm thinking like just shredded potatoes that we make in a crock pot with some cheese. And.
Oh, I don't think I've had that.
Well, you will in like a week.
Exciting. Mm-hmm. We're going to see his family for Thanksgiving.
Yep. We're going on a whirlwind of places, but we'll talk about that after this Trinity.
My number one is... I'll do stuffing.
That was my number 3, but great. I thought you didn't like stuffing, so I put it number 3. I love stuffing.
I like stuffing a lot.
Like, that's my...
And it's such a classic.
Honestly, that might be my favorite, but I really just didn't think you liked it.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
But I do know we have one opinion that's
but we never stuff a turkey with our stuffing.
No, same. And I think that's like kind of, I mean, I know a lot of people still do that, but I feel like it's less that's and silly. Less nowadays. A lot of people just put it in a dish. And, but
don't actually stuff a
turkey. I know there's one, I think there's one Thanksgiving opinion we definitely agree on. So we'll talk about that after this in case it's on one of our lists.
Okay.
But my number 2 will be mashed potatoes. Like it's delicious. Good. Yeah, like, solid. Didn't get enough carbs in the cheesy potatoes, so I'm diving into the mashed potatoes.
Yeah. Delicious. You're an all potato boy.
Yeah. And I don't even like mashed potatoes ever. Like, I'll never make them.
Are you a gravy person?
Yes and no. It's like, I put gravy on, but I'm not like a love
gravy. Like white or brown gravy?
Brown.
Yeah, solid. Yeah.
Brown gravy, but I could eat mashed potatoes.
White gravy's a breakfast gravy.
But I could do without gravy for
mashed potatoes. I like it.
Okay.
I make a little dent, pour it in. It's my little potato moat.
And then you can dip stuff into it, like turkey or whatever. But, okay, so number 2 for you.
I'm stuck. I'm just going to go ham because we eat ham instead of turkey because turkey's lame.
That Nobody was actually likes turkey. And my next pick would have been ham, so good pick because I would have taken it.
I'm a ham.
But yeah, we're both.
We always, my family does ham. Mm-hmm. We don't bring a turkey to the Staffords.
We kind of do both.
We do too. I feel like nobody eats the turkey.
I feel like growing up, and then like, so we would usually for Thanksgiving do both, and then like my mom or whatever would ask, okay, what do you want? Like, it'd be for both, for Thanksgiving to have both, like turkey and ham, and then it's like, just pick one for the Christmas dinner. Like, what do you want for Christmas? And we'd always just say ham.
Yeah.
Just, it's just better. I mean, obviously, like, it's worse for you, which is probably why it tastes better, but.
Is it? I don't know. It's still meat. It's whatever.
Yeah. Ham. Pork and pig as opposed to turkey. Like, turkey's kind of a leaner.
Whatever.
But still, yeah. I mean, but I mean,
I'm not thinking about that on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but then again, people are like deep frying their turkey, so it just defeats.
Yeah, them. And like also eating mashed potatoes.
Yeah, oh, ham is so good.
I know.
Just get a roll, put a ham.
And
ham
then
in it.
And ham is something that is also good days after on a roll.
Yeah, honestly, I prefer leftover turkey to normal turkey because I love a turkey sandwich. Like if you just have a leftover roll. Put a little bit of mayo or butter if you don't like mayo and just turkey
even
and
then,
eat
I'm
cold.
Still about the ham.
I like it, but I like cold turkey as opposed to warm turkey. So you right now have stuffing and ham, and I have cheesy hash browns and mashed potatoes, which if you put together our two rankings, that was my top four. So we're both aligning more than I thought.
Okay.
I'm
like
going to go
cranberry.
I'm going to go pumpkin pie.
Oh, I wasn't even thinking about desserts.
Yeah, you got to think about desserts.
Oh, you win. Pumpkin pie, are you kidding?
A lot of people don't like pumpkin pie. Or if they do, then they would much rather have an apple or a cherry or a chocolate or a pecan.
No.
Is it pecan or pecan? I think I say pecan.
I say pecan. Wait. Pecan pie.
Pecan pie.
Pecan.
Pecan.
I say pecan.
Pecan. I say pecan. Pecan pie.
Yeah, pecan
pie.
Pecan pie.
Pecan pie.
Pecan pie.
Pecan pie. I'm really confused now. But
I say pecan pie, but we have a pecan tree out front.
Oh, I was about to say, I would say pecan, a pecan pie, and then, but I'm going to eat the handful of
pecans.
Because
I'll say, have y'all been eating, pecan. Okay, whatever. I don't freaking know.
All right, you're up next.
Depends on the vibes.
What's your next pick?
I kind of just want to go, like, mac and cheese.
So, okay, that's very interesting because I had sweet potatoes also, but mac and cheese was also on my list.
Sweet potatoes are good.
But the reason I didn't put it in my top three because everyone, when I see recipes for like Thanksgiving mac and cheese or anything like that, like it just looks so delicious with the breadcrumbs or just like a nice like pot or whatever dish, baking dish. But I feel like it's not a staple Thanksgiving food because just to refresh my mind because I didn't want to forget anything on this list, like I had mac and cheese. I went and looked up like 75 essential Thanksgiving dishes or recipes. Mac and cheese, there's no mac and cheese recipes. So I feel like it's maybe a southern thing, but also like I know people, I think it's just more niche. Like it's not a go-to thing.
When I think Thanksgiving food, I just think like savory comfort food. So like for me, mac and cheese.
That's what I was saying because I feel like, or what I was thinking is I feel like Thanksgiving just conflates in people's mind with, oh, I'm just gonna make a ton of comfort food.
Yeah.
Whereas like mac and cheese isn't a Thanksgiving dish, but when people are like, oh, like stuffing, gravy, turkey.
Does it sound more Thanksgiving if I call it cheesy pasta casserole?
No, but no. Casserole is very Thanksgiving thing.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah, and then in Minnesota they call casseroles hot dishes, so
that's cute.
But there's a green bean casserole. I'm a fan of that. It's like I don't green bean casserole for me is
Hasty is just losing it.
Yeah, but
it's we'll whatever. Keep going. I don't know. Sorry,
people probably hate this, but it's okay. Green bean
she's
casserole.
She's okay. She's just
whiny.
A baby. Yeah.
I don't love green bean casserole, but I need to have it at Thanksgiving. Like I'll have a little bit.
Yeah, I'll have a little bit.
But I was going to compare it to eggnog, but green bean casserole is way superior. Whereas, like, eggnog, I have no, like, affinity for eggnog.
Is
but
eggnog
it's, like,
warm?
People drink it both ways, warm or cold.
I don't think I've ever had
it. Like, the only time I drink it is cold.
Is it alcoholic?
You can make it an alcoholic. People put, like, vodka
but
in it.
But is it usually?
No. Usually it's just, like, a type of, it's, like, a milky, creamy type
What's
thing.
What's figgy pudding?
Pudding probably made out of figs.
Okay.
She's really losing it now.
Yeah, it's, like. It sounds like we hurt her.
Yeah. Okay. Should we address this situation?
She's howling now.
Mm-hmm. I can just picture our neighbors being, like, hungover, like, in bed and, like, oh, my
so
God.
Annoying.
I'm going to go kill this dog.
Yeah.
Because that's how I felt yesterday when I was a little hungover and, like, it was Saturday. So then when I heard all the construction workers at the new Harwood building, like, building, I was like, it's 7 a.m. on a Saturday. Don't you have the
Go
weekend
home.
Off?
Yeah.
Like, maybe stay ahead of schedule so your boss doesn't make you work weekends. Like, I can see them all from my balcony, the hundreds of workers up there, and they're just probably sitting on their asses all day. No, I'm kidding. They're very hardworking, building the tallest building in Uptown Dallas.
Uh-huh. What was the thing that we were both going to agree on or something like that?
That ham is far superior to turkey.
Oh.
But I didn't want to say that because, like, I had ham on my list, right. So I didn't want you to be like, oh, I totally
forgot. Oh, I got to pick ham. Yeah, exactly. I would have done that with the pumpkin pie if I'd remembered. Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people, so, yeah, we're going to go to Friendsgiving. Yeah, this is just, like, news for you here. We're going to
that's fun.
A Friendsgiving on that Wednesday.
Okay.
And I was basically, like, we don't get back from, like, Duluth until, like, Tuesday, so we don't really have time to, like, go buy stuff and cook stuff. So we're on pie duty, so we just got to go buy some pies.
Love
so,
that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Easy. They're basically just, like, get a pumpkin, an apple, and then one of your choice. I'm like, easy.
Pecan pie.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Can y'all get a pecan pie? Can y'all get a pecan pie? Ah, well, I don't know. That sounds kind of good.
Okay. She's now screaming for bloody murder.
It's okay.
Fantasy check-in.
I don't freaking know. I'm like so lost.
We play each other this week in my family's league, and you're like 6-2 in that, so... And you're projected to beat me, so I think you're doing good in that.
Yeah, I don't know. I just like don't have any of my original players left at this point.
Mm. Like, who? So. You still have, like, Jonathan Taylor on the other league, right?
Yeah, I've had some solid people, but every single person has at least once gotten injured.
So. Yeah, but you got to just stuff them on your bench and ride out the injury rather than dropping them.
Like, cause I have been, but it's, like, hard. I dropped Kittle because, I mean, like, I love him, but, like, he's not that good compared to the other ones.
I mean, last week he was.
Yeah, but whatever. I don't care. But he hurt my feelings.
We both have Saquon now in separate leagues.
Yeah, and hopefully he'll get back at it.
Yep, starting next week because they're on a bye week this week.
Yeah.
But just... you kind of just give up on fantasy football for the year?
I've been giving up. I still, like, set my lineups and everything, but I'm just kind of like... Like, how are you getting injured?
Are you projected to lose this week in that league you're not doing too hot in?
No. I think it's like 50-50 in both. We're 50-50, aren't we?
Like, record?
No. Like, projection-wise.
Oh. And the one we're facing off in? Yeah, it's like 52% use.
Yeah, that's how I am in the other one, too.
Okay.
So I always am. And then, like, one player goes out and it's like... It's all over. Like, on Thursday. I mean,
didn't you win last week, though, because Jonathan Taylor got you a ton of points, or
no,
you still lose?
I still lost.
Oh, wow, that stinks.
Because my running backs make, like, 3 points a game. Because everybody's hurt, and this is obviously, like, people know what they're doing in this league, so it's like, if anybody semi-good is available, it's not for long. And so by the time I get around to it, it's not pretty for me.
Well, that's unfortunate.
It's okay. I'll win the family league. I'm putting it out in the universe right now.
Okay. Manifesting it, not cursing it.
I will not win the family league.
All right, one thing we didn't talk about, or maybe we prefaced on our last podcast, is that we were going to go to the Dallas Stars game. But probably not, because I think we just kind of randomly decided to go.
Yeah.
It was just like the day before, I was like, want to go.
Right.
So, how was your first NHL game experience?
Well, I'd been.
Oh, you had been?
Yeah.
I thought it was not in a long time.
Right.
How was your first time in a little while?
It was good. We had fun. I was really getting into it. I had a pretzel, a White Claw, or Truly. I had a Truly. So that was fun. Very sports gamey of me, I'd say. And smelled the people next to us. They had pizza. Was really jealous of that.
We didn't get one, though, did we?
No. Game itself, like, it was good. Semi. It was really freaking disappointing, but... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a big letdown because the Stars scored, like, a minute into the game, like, right away. So, like, wow, this could be the start of, like, a really fun night.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was tied, and then the Stars went up again, and the Stars were up, like, 2-1 for the last, like, 30 minutes of the game. There's, like, no scoring. And then with, like, 10 seconds left, the Stars let in a goal. It was tied, went to overtime, the Stars lost. So it was just very, like, kind of pathetic.
It was really depressing. But that being said.
Yeah, talk about people we're sitting by.
Yeah, I've been eager to fill in the pod about the couple we sat and behind, yeah. Mm-hmm. They weren't at the first part of the first are they
period.
Called? Periods, okay. Mm-hmm. They weren't there until, like, 20 minutes into the game. They show up. And it's kind of a dorkier-looking guy, probably in his 50s? Yeah, early 50s, late 40s.
Yeah.
And, like, a bimbo. Like, an older bimbo, but still bimbo. Like... Low cut top, bleach blonde, teased hair, drawn on eyebrows, like big lips, like the
real
whole
ditzy.
9 yards. Oh, yeah. And the whole time she's like super flirty with him. They're kissing over and over and over. And Tyler and I are like right behind them, the seats behind them. So we're just like seeing them kiss over and over and over. And it's like, oh, that's sweet, but also I'm uncomfortable. And they're like holding hands and all over each other. So they end up leaving at, they don't have half times in between the periods. Yeah, and the
intermissions.
And we're like, what is the situation with these people? Like, because this was Tyler and I's first time addressing it, because we're not going to say that. They're sitting right here and be like, what's their deal? Mm-hmm. And I was like, did you see a ring? And so I was like, he has a ring on his hand, but I haven't looked at hers. So we're like eager for her to get back and like see if she has a ring on her finger. And the guy comes back and the game's back. It's back on. It's going. Mm-hmm. She doesn't come back for another like
20, 30.
Yeah.
Something like that.
And we're like, what was going on? So she comes back and we see she does have a ring on her finger. But we're like, are they swingers? Like, are they not actually married to each other? Because it was like the amount of touching that's just like absurd, like the type where it's like a second date and he's like paying her. So it was really weird, and I don't know where she went for so long. But at this point, she's no longer flirting with the dorky 48-year-old man. She has turned her attention to the large man sitting next to her, and it started out as just her kind of like leaning up against him, you know, like the guy sitting next to him, and this guy's just here like chilling, the husband or whatever he is. And so then they start talking, and I'm like nudging Tyler like, what is she doing? Like, I'm like, this isn't okay. Like, is he gonna freak out? Because I kind of want some drama. He didn't do anything ever.
He was super beta.
Oh,
very submissive,
like 100% whipped. So then she has these like, what are those things they eat? Are they pecans?
I think it was,
yeah. She starts feeding them to the guy next to her, not her husband that she's there with, feeding them to the big guy next to her. It's so weird. And they're like laughing and everything. She starts like hugging on him. And I'm like, what is going on? They didn't know each other when they got there, by the way. Like, I know that much. I saw it from the beginning. Like, they introduced themselves in the weird like sports way where it's like, oh, we're cheering for the same team. Nice game, right? Like, just like very first time meeting each other. It was just so weird. And the guy next to her, the dorky husband guy, like never addressed it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Tyler, if I even leaned up on the guy next to me, you would be pissed. Like, and I'm just, it's so confusing. Like, the whole time.
Weird. Yeah, she was like very close. She was like kissing the guy next to us.
And then, oh my gosh, when she starts taking pictures.
Oh my God.
The game is going. Like, and it's like, we're in the last period, like, gonna go into overtime. She's standing up. Like, we're all she's standing up in front of the rink. Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, begging him to stand up so that she can get a picture together.
Yeah,
and
then just for a better mental picture, not trying to flex, but just for a better mental picture, we're like row like 12, 15 or so. So like, she's not blocking like a couple people in the upper deck view. She's blocking like everyone's view.
It's everybody. Yeah. And she's like, get up. And he's like, no, like the game. She's like, get up. And he's like, stands up. And it's like, oh my God, what's going on? And then she asked the people next to us, can you take a picture of us? And like, that is so annoying. Mm-hmm. They're trying to watch the game. Mm-hmm. Sit down. And then they take a picture, and I think she didn't like it because
they kept redoing it.
Because then she's like sitting in her seat trying to get another one with her arms straight up in the air, and we're in it. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like trying to look off.
She's taking them forever, and we're just like in the picture.
I
know, yeah.
But I'm trying to look forward and watch. But if I look forward, I'm just staring directly into the camera. So right. I was like,
right. Yeah, it was all bad. Like, anyone who goes to a sporting event, like, we get it. I'm not going to hate if you want pictures. Everyone wants pictures. It's a fun thing. And then usually it's a once in an occasion thing to go do. So get a picture. Cool. But you have to have game awareness. Like, you have to do it in an intermission. Do it like after the game.
Have like someone you know be taking it. It's okay to ask someone, but like, make sure they're not.
Because no one's going to go on your Instagram feed and see a picture of you at the Stars game and say,
oh, babe.
What?
Remember when she came back from another intermission with a picture with the mask on?
Yeah.
And it was like, missed you.
Yeah, she was like captioning it. Because like, there's a classic like boomer move. Like, her like font in her phone screen was like size like 32 times New Roman. She could just like every, like it was like two words you could fit on the screen at times. So you could just see what she's saying. It's like, oh, missed you. And as a mascot person. But you just need game awareness. No one's going to look at your Instagram picture and be like, oh my gosh, like awesome that the Stars game. But wait. Look in the background. Look at that pass that player is doing to that other player. That is just what a great picture. You got the picture of the person and the game behind. Like, it's like no one cares.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't know, but I get it because like people think when you're taking a picture, like, oh, I don't want to take it in an empty arena with like all the lights on. I want it to be like full crowd, like make it look like I'm having so much more fun. Yeah, no one cares. But that was very interesting.
She was a show. Like, I want to know their backstory so bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, it was just, I don't know. It was weird. Just all in all weird. Is there any other comments you wanted to make on them?
I don't think so. I think I almost forgot the mascot thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was so funny because, like, she's it was like just, showing
him. Yeah, they came late, and then they would go away for intermission. He would come back, like, 2 minutes into the next period, and then she would come back, like, with, like, 2 minutes left in the next period, and then they just kept repeating that.
Yep.
She was all over the guy next to us. They kept getting drinks. Like, it definitely either gave the vibes of, like, they're swingers.
Or they're open.
Open. Or the guy's just super submissive and whipped. Like,
I don't know. It was the touchiness. Like, it was almost like they came straight from Vegas after a meeting.
Right, yeah. I could see something like that. But he just gave me the vibes, too, of, like, maybe high up in, like, IT or something. Makes, like, a very good salary. And then she just stays home and he says, like, all right, you can spend no more than $5,000 on the Amex.
I just wouldn't imagine them to be so touchy if that was the case. Like, it seemed so fresh, you know?
Yeah, it was weird. It was just weird.
Really weird.
But who knows? Maybe she was like hammered.
He seemed like he was being held hostage.
Yeah, it was weird. But maybe it was like, maybe they got there so late because they were pre-gaming or something. Because she seemed like, I wouldn't be surprised she was like hammered.
And it's not like she was just like quietly a bimbo. She's like very obviously like stands up, dances around, like fluffs her hair. And it was just like, oh, every comment she'd make, I'd like shoot Tyler a look.
But yeah, that's the thing. Like, I thought maybe they pregame or something, but she didn't seem like drunk.
No,
though.
It was just that's her personality.
Like, it seemed like a typical like a white blonde Texan wife who's like doesn't work and just like goes to the country
was
club,
pretty.
Wants to go to the country club all the time, like talk with the other wives of other businessmen or something.
See, but for me, that's not a woman who wants to talk with other women.
Right, maybe she's the one who wants to go there. Like, she wants to go places just so she can say she was there, so she can keep
and,
up
like,
appearances.
And, like, be seen by males.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But very
you know,
interesting. Yeah, it was a...
I hope they're happy.
But overall, it was a fun time. Very disappointing game.
Yeah.
The couple next to us was
they
fun.
They were cute.
They were, like, the one right next to us was, like... I don't know. They were probably a little older than the people that were in front of us, a couple in front of us.
Maybe.
But they seemed like... It was just like a husband and wife, and it seemed like their whole life was just like watching hockey.
Yeah, this like, is their time.
They
go
were
to
just,
every game.
Like, the type of comments they were making weren't like, oh, Stars have played better. Like, Stars need to pass on the forecheck and take those opportunities on the wide side of the net. And like
talking about the players.
And like, he would go to the bathroom, and she'd still be there, like, just as into it, like, getting super pissed. And like, she would leave, and he'd be. So it was like,
it was
clearly
cute.
Not like a, oh, I'm bringing my wife to the game or bringing my husband to the game. Like, they're clearly both, like, very devout.
Oh,
fans.
Remember when, like, they got the pizza, and I was like, oh, pizza smells good. Like, kind of talking to them, mostly talking to you. The girl with the bimbo in front of me, pizza sounds so good.
No, like,
and
that's
turns
what,
around, I was like,
that's the other thing I was going to say is she was very, like, anyone within a 6-person radius of us.
She's in their conversation.
Yeah, if someone made a comment, like, 5 people away, like, oh, nice shot. And she just, like, turned around and be like, yeah, that was a good
shot.
It
was, wasn't it?
Like, anyone within 6 people of her, just in a wide circle, like, if anyone talked or made
nuts.
A comment, she would just jump in.
I think that's, like, why she got to know the guy next to her so well, because anytime he'd cheer, she's like, yeah.
Yeah, it's so odd. But thankfully, like, so a hockey game, there's 60 minutes of playtime. She's probably sitting in front of us, like, 15 of it. Like, because she was just gone for
yeah.
the game.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like she detracted from the game. It was just more just so
no.
odd.
Yeah, it was more just like, I'm really curious.
Like, it was annoying, but not
on.
In the way where we were like, it was like, it wasn't like ruining our time.
No,
just like,
not at all. It added to my
even
experience.
The pictures, it was like, whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the hockey game in the books. We got to go to a Mavericks game. But next game we'll be going to, well, actually, next game we'll be going to is Wisconsin versus Nebraska next Saturday in Madison.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
Got a red headband for it.
Perfect. And then we're going to a Minnesota Wild game. Couple days after that.
What are their colors?
Red and green.
I got a red headband.
Perfect. But yeah, I guess we can jump to that. So we got vacation plans coming up. So we're uploading this on a Monday, and this Friday we're taking off.
So excited.
Flying to Minneapolis. And then right when we get there, getting our rental car, not even staying in the state. We're just driving straight to Madison, Wisconsin. So that's like a 4-hour drive. And then getting to Madison, staying there for 2 days. And yeah, should be fun. Gonna show you like the city on Friday, show you a little more on Saturday, show you the campus, and like we're gonna go to a football game on Saturday, and then staying Saturday night, and then Sunday morning, getting up and leaving Madison after being there for 2.5 days, driving back to Minneapolis, picking up my sister and brother-in-law and driving straight north from there and going to Duluth.
Are you going to regret having it so packed?
No.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
I just get bored being in my hometown, so I'm happy we packed
it. It'll be fun. Stuff. I'm excited.
Because, yeah, then we're going up to Duluth for a few days, which is right up, you know, by the Boundary Waters, by Canada, on Lake Superior. So it's super cool. It'll be a new experience for you there. But, yeah, be there until Tuesday.
I got a couple coats.
Got some coats.
I didn't own a coat.
And then we'll go back to Minneapolis on Tuesday and then hang out there in my hometown. Wednesday, we have a Friendsgiving to go do. Thursday's Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Friday's the hockey game. We're going to see the Wild. Saturday, we'll probably hang out with some of my friends and watch, like, the Badgers-Gopher game. And Sunday, we leave. Pretty awesome. Packed agenda, which is good because my hometown is really boring, so we need, like, a lot of things on our schedules.
I'm excited. But I'm excited for the cold.
Yeah, it could be worse, but I think it'll be around, like, mid-30s, mid-40s, so nothing, beautiful. Like, insane.
That's
so
what, it'll be good. I need.
And then there shouldn't be any snow or anything. There's none of that yet. Maybe up in Duluth, but yeah. I don't even think there, so I don't think snow will be an issue. But, yeah, it'll be super fun. We both definitely need a break, so it'll be good. We haven't gone on vacation since
Austin.
Was that? I was trying to. No, well, I guess we went to the lake together.
That's the lake.
Yeah, and you got sick, so it wasn't like a.
Oh, yeah, I was, like, miserable.
Mm-hmm. But, I don't know, it was like a vacation-ish. We took a day off.
Ish.
Went there for a few days.
It was a weekend.
But, yeah, I'd say Austin was our last, like, vacation.
Yeah. She's ready for us to wrap it up, I think.
But we're not ready to wrap it up.
What do we have?
Well, we need to talk about...
Oh, yeah, we have another Trinity.
We have another Trinity, and we want to talk about our movies and Death Note.
Oh, my gosh, it's going to be like... Have we been filming for a long time?
No, it's been really short.
Oh.
Actually, I don't know.
I feel like it's been a while.
No, we're at 40. Like, by the time we're done with these, it'll be a normal podcast. Okay. Like, right under our hour. But, so yeah, we talked about the vacation plans. The only other thing I want to talk about before we get to our last Trinity, we'll end with the last Trinity because it's kind of an odd one, is Death Note and movie ranking. So Death Note, we're probably 2/3 of the way through.
Yeah.
I'm really enjoying it. You've seen it before.
Yep, but I forgot a lot about it.
I'm really enjoying it. There's a lot left, so I don't know what will happen.
I told you it was good.
I definitely liked it a lot more before the whole, like... before the whole, like, L and Misa both don't have their notebooks anymore, so it's like a corporation doing it, and they're trying to investigate them. But there's still a lot of there's a lot of twists and turns coming. But I'm definitely like enjoying this part like less than when it was like just L versus Light. Like,
but this has been like one episode of that.
Yeah, but it's been like two episodes or so since he's like not had his notebook. Yeah. Which is like, it's been an interesting change, but it's just like not been like drawing me. Like, I'm not like, I need to see what happens next.
Right.
Like
right,
it was
right.
Where it just felt like they're getting closer and closer. Yeah. But there's still a lot to come. And overall, still like a great show. I'm very much enjoying it. My first anime experience, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to watch Avatar Last Airbender because everyone's like, it's the greatest show ever. And like, it's like fine, but
it's like it wasn't my thing.
And also, I don't think that's anime.
I have no idea.
Because it's like,
but it's like,
looks like cartoony and doesn't like have the anime style. But I don't know
what anime counts as. Japanese cartoons?
I think so. I think like Yu-Gi-Oh? I don't know. But yeah.
It's my first anime experience too, and only.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. And we're kind of almost done with it. We're probably done in like a week or two.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. And then, so we're also making our way around the top 100 movies. And what I also thought of doing is like, might as well just have that spreadsheet, like, anytime we watch a movie, we can start our rankings in there, just so we can just over time just be like, all right, what's our favorite movies of all time?
Oh, that's fun.
But
you want to?
Yeah.
Are we doing that?
Yeah, I think so. Because okay. I have the columns that rank the IMDb, so we can still filter it based on which ones are ranked by them.
Okay.
So we're making our way around the top 100. And so of the top 100 combined between me and you, we probably know, like, 50 of them. Like, not that we've seen them, but we really, like, heard of them.
Maybe,
or something.
Yeah.
Maybe less, but so we're kind of picking off the ones we already know. First, so we're four in. We've both seen some other ones that are in top 100, but we'll probably rewatch them just because like it's been a while. Like,
no, we need to.
Like, I know we've both seen Joker, but
we need to rewatch it.
Okay, so we've done four, and how should we go in order of talking about them? We won't give a full review, but we're just like, give the people where we're at.
What we rank,
like from the top worst to best so far, or best to worst?
Best to worst.
Best to worst. So. Let's see. Do we both agree on this? I have the rankings pulled up right here. You have two tied for your highest ranking, where I have one clearly.
No, Coco is better.
Okay, well you have him tied. You both have him at 9.
You have Coco's 9.1.
Well, you have 9.
Coco's 9.1.
Okay, I'll change it later.
Okay.
So you have 9.1. So Coco's your favorite.
Coco's 9.1, and Yeah, okay. I stand by the other one being 9 too. Yeah, Coco's 9.1. It's my favorite. Coco, like the animated one.
Mm-hmm.
It's just I don't like sad movies at all. But Coco still makes me cry, but it doesn't leave me hating my life. I'm still happy when it ends. Because, like, I actually, like, go into a spiral when I watch sad movies. It's not good. Yeah, you can't
watch. That's a me thing, is to watch movies.
Yeah, alone. So that's why I'm going to have a difficult time with this list, I think. Because I automatically hate sad movies. Even if it's, like, a beautiful cinematic masterpiece, I don't care. It makes me sad. I don't like it. Because I just, like, don't get over these things.
Yeah.
But Coco is happy. It ends, even though something sad happens, they wrap it up well. And it made me laugh really hard. I listened to the soundtrack 24/7. And I love it.
Yeah, so you gave Coco a 9.1. And I also gave it a 9.1, which brings our average to.
Yeah, see, 9.1. There's no way you ranked Coco higher than I did.
Well, that's what it says.
No.
So we both gave it a 9.1. IMDb gave it an 8.4. So it was ranked as the 59th greatest movie of all time. And I just already know right now it's going to be higher than that.
For on ours, it will be, yeah.
Yeah, but great movie. I have no complaints.
Very me either. Good like, there's movie. Nothing more I would ask from it.
Yeah, there's nothing to complain about there.
Yeah.
Great movie.
I agree.
But it also wasn't like, there was a lot of great stuff, but it wasn't like, it deserves 9.1. It doesn't deserve any higher. Like, it's not like it was.
Right. I prefer my movies to be a little more, like, thrilling and stuff, but it had a good, like, twist and.
There's good twists and stuff, but, like, I just know, I haven't seen Lion King in a long time, but I know Lion King is top 100, and, like, there's some, like, epic parts. Like, the first time you see it as a kid, you're like, oh my god. Like, when Scar.
Yeah, but you also have to think that you were a kid.
Yeah. But same with
Coco. I go back and I watch movies. No, I'm an adult. First time I saw Coco, I was an adult. And I adore it. But The Lion King, there are some movies I go back and I'm like, this was my favorite movie. And I go back and watch them like, that wasn't very good. Mulan is good, right?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah. And we saw Tangled.
I like Tangled better than Mulan.
I can agree.
Okay, then second, well, technically still our average highest movie, because I gave it a 9.3 and you gave it a 9, is The Prestige, which is the number 34 movie of all time.
What'd I give it?
You give it a 9.
Okay.
And I gave it a 9.3. So, on average, it's our highest rated movie on the list. The Prestige.
For that one, I wish I didn't see it coming, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I wish. Explain. I was just so big brain. There's a lot of twists in that movie. And I would always figure them out right before it happened and ruin it for myself. So, I wish I wasn't so genius.
Yeah. But
really good.
You still gave it a 9.
As a movie, like, awesome. Like, that's a really cool storyline. Hugh Jackman is
really good.
I was so amazed. Mm-hmm. Like, the fact that we weren't sure if that was even him.
So, basically, so this is a movie about two magicians that are kind of rival magicians that try to ruin each other's shows and try to climb to the top. And basically, like, I guess if you want to give an overall morale or theme to the story, it's like, what lengths will you go to make sure you're famous? Yeah. Or like people remember your name.
Right.
So like keep amplifying, get worse.
What
and
are
worse.
You willing to sacrifice?
And they both do like really messed up stuff to each other. Like deaths are involved and like very injured body parts.
Oh, it's messed
parts.
Up. Yeah.
So it gets very deep, but they do like a magic trick. Cause this is like 1800s is the time period. So it's old time. Because electricity was just being invented. So it's like late 1800s, early 1900s.
Right.
And, there's like where they use a double. And so Hugh Jackman's like magic show is using like a double because like, oh, he goes in one door, comes out the other.
Right.
And obviously it's just Hugh Jackman both times.
But we weren't sure.
Yeah.
Because his ability to change his mannerisms, even the way he like speaks, like the way his face looks when he talks, it was all different.
Yeah.
And we were like, did they change his nose? No, his nose is the same. Like we were like trying to pick out what was different. It was literally just like his acting ability to be a completely different person. But like, physically not change. It was so weird. Like, we were super impressed with him.
And we're still a little confused on the ending. Did we ever agree if we know that
it's
Christian
supposed
Bale,
to be confusing?
If Christian Bale either had a twin or was cloned. Right? That's where we're at.
Yeah, let us know if you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was cloned. I think he knew before. Because it was like a new trick.
Mm-hmm.
If he'd had a twin the whole time, that would be his routine every time. You know,
because
like it wasn't a new thing to do switching with a double.
It's like so
but it was always just a double. It wasn't good enough.
Yeah, you saw the twist coming at the end, but there's like so many subtleties hinting at it before you get there that when you're at the end, you're like, oh, that like makes sense. But it was just like a very well crafted movie.
Yeah, I agree. Because
like when you first watch it, like when, at least for me, maybe you did, but when his wife is like, your fingers are still bleeding. It's been bad for weeks. I literally thought it was just like a thing about like, oh, he maybe that's infected and he's gonna be bad for him. Like it might like his health might take a.
But then when you look back at the little thing she'd say,
yeah,
you realize that it was like different.
And like. It was just really good, like how she was always be like, oh, like he'd say I love you and she's like, oh, you don't mean it today. And like when you're watching, like it's like stupid, like,
or, like, oh, he's an ass,
or well, just like that's like so like annoying of like a wife to say, like be like, oh, you don't actually love me today, and be like, it's like,
but he would be like, yeah, I don't.
But it was because they're either twins or clones, and like one was in love with her.
Spoiler alert.
And then like he cheats on her, but it's, he's like cheating on his wife, but actually like
the other one.
One of the twins loves the wife, and the other one's like, and, but like to the normal person, it's like, oh, you're cheating on your wife. It's only one guy, but very well done. Yeah. Very, just overall great movie.
But not quite Coco.
Right. Not quite Coco. But the thing I do give credit to The Prestige about is it took like, it made me very interested in like enjoy a movie that was like an older, set in an older time period, which is like a little harder to
and
do.
And it's more of the style of movie I like, of like psychological, thrilling type stuff, of like messing with you a little.
But I was just thinking, like, if it was Dueling Magicians and nowadays time, like kind of like the Now You See Me movies, would like, I feel like, good? Well, yeah, because there's just so much more like intricacy and like complex tricks you can do nowadays, where you had to be a lot more creative back then, where like people didn't know how to do like anything. Okay, and then next on our list at an average score of 7.65 is the 20th ranked movie of all time, Interstellar. Mm-hmm. I gave that an 8.8. You gave that a 6.5. Pretty polarizing here, but
I stand by it 100%. Mm-hmm. It was just like the type of movie that's a little too extra.
Mm-hmm.
Like they just, they push it a little too far.
I think it's one of the best scores of all time in terms of like musical scores, like the music in it. I love
I don't even remember anything
with Hans Zimmer. Love Hans Zimmer.
I don't remember the music, but I like Matthew McConaughey. He did a great job.
Matthew McConaughey did a great job.
The girl was kind of annoying. She kind of wasn't a good. Oh yeah, Anne Hathaway did bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I like Anne Hathaway.
What girl? The girl when she was a kid, or the girl that when she was older?
I didn't like those actresses.
She was annoying. Yeah, but she was definitely like the actress when she was a daughter was like really bad, or like the kid was like.
Oh, I feel like a little reverse. Like, I think the daughter was like a little more tolerable because it's like a child. It's like, it's okay. She's annoying and like being stubborn. That's the whole point, you know. Mm-hmm. But then when she was an adult, and it's like, you're still not over it. Like, grow up.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but then all of a sudden she's over it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a scientist. So she doesn't have any other family.
Right.
She pushed everyone away.
We were just talking about that. That's such like a movie so trope. Tropey, it's like anytime a woman is successful in a movie or like a scientist.
She has no family.
No family. No
time
friend.
For others.
Like, oh, you need sleep. Like, I can't sleep. I haven't slept in months. I need to focus on this equation.
This equation needs to be solved.
And it's like,
how can I sleep when it's his life work?
Yeah, it's like, whereas like any man who's like in that situation, it's like, oh, we're going to go to fancy dinners and nightclubs and meet like women. Like, oh, they're just a sophisticated businessman.
Right.
So it's just a funny movie trope. But yeah, all in all, like, good movie. Matthew McConaughey did a great job. I really liked the score in it. Just all in all, it was so same by the same director as The Prestige.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting cameos in the movie because Casey Affleck.
Oh, Matt Damon did a great job in that
Matt
movie.
Damon did a great job in his like 15 minutes he's in, but it's just so funny. He like gets introduced like an hour and 45 minutes into the movie.
He did a really great job.
And then he's only in for like 15 minutes. And then Casey Affleck, Ben Affleck's brother, is like the son grown up. And Timothy Chalamet is his son when he's a kid. So just very like big name actors that have very little roles in that movie.
It is funny though. Like, I didn't really get how different actors could be until I started watching these movies, because seeing Hugh Jackman's performance and Matt Damon's performance, it really makes me realize like how talented these people are, because I'm used to Matt Damon being the hero and like the like heartthrob and the one you trust, and then in this one, right when you see him, you know he's a sketch. Like, you know he's a sketchball, and like you don't trust him. And he doesn't even, like, say anything to, like, really throw you off until he starts saying things.
It's just the way he, like, carries
himself. And, like, that is so impressive. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even realize that actors had that ability until I started watching these, like, good movies. Yeah. Well, because I like trash movies.
That's fun, because we're only four into the top 100. I'm sure there's going to be many more of those moments where you're just, like...
Yeah, I'm definitely starting to appreciate...
Like, good acting.
Yeah.
And the thing is, there's a lot of actors that are going to be in several movies in this top 100, so you're going to get to see that range. Like, there's going to be a lot of Leonardo DiCaprio movies where he's going to be, like, total different spectrums of, like, acting, because he has such a wide range. Matt Damon will be in a ton, but what we were talking about, which we think we might, like, be onto something that no one else is, is... Michael Caine is the name of the actor, but the guy who plays Alfred in Batman.
Yes.
We think he might be in the most top 100 movies of all time. Because we couldn't find a list that said like which actor's in the most, but I think
he started putting it together. Michael Caine is in the most
because he's in the Batman trilogy as Alfred, which two of those, The Dark Knight and Dark Knight Rises, are in it. He's in The Prestige, which is in it. He's in Interstellar, which is in it. And then there's a couple other ones we saw.
He's in Now You See Me. Is that on it?
No, that's not in it. But I think there was at least one more we knew he was in.
Yeah.
But very impressive. And he plays the same character every time.
Yeah, the wise old man.
Yeah, wise old
man.
That's
like a little sassy.
He, like, I know you don't like British accents, but everyone...
Oh, no, I like him.
I was going to say, like, everyone... Anyone's like, who do you want to narrate something? Everyone's like, oh, Morgan Freeman's best of all time. Alfred's like a sleeper. He's like got that...
I think his accent is more rounded out. Like, it's not annoying British. It's like, I don't know. I wonder where he's from. Because they say that, like, different places.
He definitely sounds like he's a more sophisticated British.
Actually, like, more trustworthy British. Yeah. It's like, oh, you're not faking that. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes I have British accents. I'm like, you're faking. Like, sometimes when I watch Great British Baking Show, I'm like, that's not your voice.
He's just like a...
that Irish
girl. He's just a walking, talking exposition. Like, where he, like, furthers the story, but telling you stuff you have to know without, like... You know, like, when they just have to move on the story. Like, I don't know. I'm just saying
about... like, he knew all along.
Like, I'm just thinking, like, he just furthers the story in a calming way. Like, in, like, Batman, Bruce Wayne would be like, what do I do? And he'd be like, Master Wayne, there is no choice. You have to get back out there.
You know exactly what to yeah. do.
You have to get back up on your feet and go back out there.
He's like, yeah.
But, yeah, very good in this movie, too.
Yeah.
He's just a great actor all around.
Well, he was bad in this movie.
He was in between.
He was bad.
Why?
He's the dad, right? Anne Hathaway's dad?
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Interstellar. I was still on Parasite. I was like, he was like not bad.
Parasite? We haven't talked about Parasite.
Not Parasite. Sorry, Prestige.
Yeah.
He was like
he's bad in Interstellar.
Yeah, he's bad in Interstellar. Because basically like...
he's good in Prestige.
Yeah. Because... yeah, I'm sure most people listen to this in Interstellar, but just a quick 10 seconds of why he's bad.
Spoiler.
Would be, like, he's basically a scientist, and they're going to explore space to see if there's more viable life on other planets. He basically, like, I have this all figured out. Like, your journey's going to take you years. Like, I'll easily, like, have everything solved and know what to do when you get back. And then basically, like, right after they leave, like, everyone realizes, like, he didn't know.
He was bullshitting the whole time.
Yeah, he, like, didn't know anything. He's, like, just sent them out there to die, basically.
Yeah.
Including his daughter.
For funsies.
Yeah, so...
not really for funsies. They were supposed to do the whole, like, incubator.
Yeah, so basically there's, like, a plan A where they would, like, survive and a plan B where they would die, but still, like,
continue
the human race. But basically, like, he went out there, he's like, yeah, plan A would never work.
So yeah, it was always about
plan B. I'm sending out there to die.
Yeah.
Okay, and then last, Parasite, which we both didn't really like, and actually, surprisingly, I gave it a 5.5 and you gave it a 6. I was kind of surprised you were higher than me. I can already tell right now, before we dive into talking about it, Parasite's going to be a movie that when we're, like, 50 into the top 100.
It's gonna be low.
Well, no. When we're like 50 in the top 100, and I start saying like, okay, here's the ranking, you're like, oh no, Parasite's like I shouldn't be a 6. Like I need to move that down because I just really think you didn't like it. And I think when you see like,
I was thinking about it when I was coming up with my rating, and I was thinking about how I was kind of disappointed, but then I started thinking about how we were talking about the beginning, and it was funny, and like, there were times I was on edge, but that being said, I think I was on edge because I kept waiting for something more. I was like, this can't be it, you know? Like, I kept hoping something creepier would happen, and I felt like I was on edge of my seat, excited to figure out what the big deal was about this movie, and nothing ever came.
I wonder if we would like it a little more if it was in a language we understood.
No.
Because we both are very, like, have no problem with, like, subtitles or anything like that. But I'm just wondering if we missed something by, like, always being able to read, or if the translations are not as good as the original.
See, I'm sure there are, like, little things that would make it a little more special, but I'm also don't fall really into the whole, like, I love political messages. I don't need that out of a movie, honestly. Like, and I think that's a really big part of Parasite, is, like, it's all about, like, the political message of wealth and poverty.
Right. Like, I get what they're trying to do, but I honestly really like the tone from the beginning of the movie. Like, where we both really were enjoying it at the beginning, where it was like, oh, this is so, like, I did not expect it to be this funny. Like, oh, they're, like, infiltrating this family and, like, taking advantage of them.
And we were, like, hyped for them.
Yeah. And then, I mean, like, I get what they were doing, and I wouldn't have a problem with it, but it just, like, wasn't as, like, crazy or awesome as I thought it would be.
Right. I kept hoping there'd be more.
But I think the director Bong Joon-ho, I think he has at least one other one in the top 100, so we'll see him again. He's a very well-respected director, sorry.
Right.
And then, yeah, it'll be interesting because a lot of directors, we've seen two Christopher Nolans, like, a lot of directors will have multiple movies in the top 100. Because I know we still have, like, Inception, which is also Christopher Nolan. Like, he's just, like, loves the twist-type movies.
Mm-hmm.
But he's, like, way better at it than, like, M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah, and this, like, but this wasn't a twist.
Interstellar? Parasite's not Christopher Nolan. I'm talking about just different directors.
Then. Oh, okay.
Christopher Nolan's done...
Your movie knowledge confuses me, and I get lost.
Christopher Nolan did Prestige. He did Inception. So he's just all about, like, making confusing, complex movies.
I like that.
Which, like, is the same thing, like, M. Night Shyamalan does, but, like, Christopher Nolan's, like, the D1, like, elite version of, like, M. Night Shyamalan, where, like, M. Night Shyamalan has one twist, whereas Christopher Nolan's, like, I'm gonna have a twist, but you're gonna have to understand a lot of other stuff.
That's what I liked about Prestige, but I also have told you, I love twists. I love complicated movies. But I don't like leaving the movie not knowing what happened. So, like, things like Inception, where people say, you have to watch it 25 times. No.
Mm-hmm.
I watch it once. And if I don't get it, I don't like it.
So, it'll probably be not the greatest for
but
us.
But it's like, that's not my job. I'm not trying to work.
But I do know that it's, like, considered, like, one of the greatest movies of all time. So, I will give it we'll watch it, and then we'll watch, like, a 30-minute, like, explain or something. I don't know. After it. But maybe you understand. You understand movies well.
Yeah.
But the thing I like about Prestige
is that's why I get irritated when I don't.
Even though you knew what was coming in Prestige, it wasn't like they had hints and like signs and you could see it coming, but it wasn't like a lot of like bad movies where like say who's the killer and then like zoom in on like the person's face you shouldn't suspect and it's like they kind of like really try to like lean you towards who's going to be. I don't know, I feel like they did a good job.
I think they did a good job because even when I'd find out what happened, I was still excited to see it play out.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was like, "Oh, okay, I already know like he's falling in the tank every time." But I was like, but I want to see, like, how they figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And then seeing that they tied the beginning with it, I'm like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Love that. Because I didn't like that.
Because right at the beginning, you were like, I hate movies like this, where they show the end before the beginning. And I kind of knew, like, I knew what this movie was about. Like, so I knew, I was like.
I didn't.
So.
But I hate.
But no, yeah, you're like, I hate movies where, like, they show the end, or they show what's going to happen, and, like, here's how we got here.
Yeah.
But. It's, like, actually, like, a massive, like...
I bet you're wondering how I got myself in this situation.
Yeah.
Let me take you back.
Which I think is, like, low-key what they're trying to do. Being, like, here's what the end's going to be. But then, like, as you start watching the movie, you're like, how is that actually going to, like, get to here?
Right. And I like the way they did it. That's why when I realized what was happening, I was like, oh. I was like, Tyler, I have a theory. Mm-hmm. I was like, I get it, and I like it.
Especially because, so it shows him go, like, at the very beginning of the movie, it shows him go backstage, and then the guy's like, hey, what are you doing back here? He's like, I'm part of the act. And then they go right to, like, when they were young magicians, they were part of the same act. So, like, you're like, maybe he, like, actually, like, died, and, like, he was part of the act, and they're framing him for murder. But, yeah, it becomes, like, and you're like, oh, they're rivals.
Yeah.
But overall, good. But I'm excited to start working our way around the rest of the rankings.
Me too. I'm excited, too. What's our next one?
I don't know. We wanted to watch The Shining.
I kind of want to get into The Batman.
Okay, let's do it. But the thing is, Batman Begins is in the top 100, but I feel like the other two in the trilogy are. So I feel like we still should watch
it. I agree. Okay.
But, yeah, that means more Christopher Nolan's on our docket. Good director. He also did Dunkirk.
Cool. Oh, I've wanted to see that one, too.
He, like, has a lot of great movies.
Yeah.
He's just a
I wonder which director has the most.
That's a good question. Probably Christopher Nolan, honestly. Yeah, and then...
We'll figure out which
Quentin Tarantino has a couple in it.
Yeah, but I don't really like Quentin Tarantino.
I just saw a fact the other day that it took him 12 years to write the script in Glorious Bastards because like 70% of it's in a different language. I'm like, why do you just make it that hard on yourself?
So I have only seen bits and pieces of Inglourious Basterds, but it's that's the one people always talk
German.
About.
It's mostly in French and German. But that's probably my favorite movie of his.
That's the one people always talk about. I've seen the Django or Django. Django Unchained.
The D is silent.
Yeah, sorry.
No, this is a line he said.
I know. And then, what's another big one he has?
Pulp Fiction, Reservoir Dogs, Kill Bill.
Just so you'll know, I don't watch movies. Like I.
Inglourious Basterds, Django Unchained, Hateful Eight.
I just know he's known
Once
for
Upon
like
Time in Hollywood.
Extremely bloody, overboard things, and it's like that is just so. Tacky to me. It ruins it for me.
Yeah. I mean, Django's definitely, like, one of the more gruesome ones. Inglourious Basterds is some gruesome
stuff.
Didn't
he have one about the serial killer?
Yeah, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Is that that one?
Mm-hmm.
That one was okay, but it's just kind of like... Because I can't tell if he's trying to be funny.
Yeah, it depends. He definitely has his own style.
Like, because I'm always like... Like, is that the point? Am I supposed to be like, was that a comedy?
So one of his, I don't know, I really like Hateful Eight, which a lot of people don't like.
And Inglourious Basterds supposed to be kind of funny?
There's funny parts, but it's not a comedy. He just doesn't have like a genre to define him, I'd say. I liked Inglourious Basterds, though, and we'll have to watch it. He's on top 100.
I've seen parts of it. And then Brad Pitt.
Django Unchained.
People say I look like Melanie Laurent or whatever her name is.
Yeah, you do. But Django Unchained I thought was pretty good. Leonardo DiCaprio did a really good job in that. That's the one where classic movie bustle. I'd be like, do you know in that scene where he like breaks the glass with his hand? He like actually broke his glass. Sliced his hand and bled everywhere.
See, I didn't think that was like, I don't know. Like, because when I watch that and I see Leonardo DiCaprio doing that, I'm like, oh, this is like, what's the word? When you're making fun of something?
Satire?
Yeah.
You thought he was just like being a satire slave owner type thing?
Yeah, like I thought that was like the point of the whole movie. It's like it's all satire.
Yeah, it was way over the top for sure.
But is it satire?
No. I mean, there's probably, he probably used, I'm sure like.
I just don't think I get him.
Diving deep into my high school English, we have to learn all like the tone words and all that. Like I'm sure satire's in Quentin Tarantino's bag of tricks, but.
Yeah. Because the whole time I watch his movies, I'm like. Like in Glorious Bastards, I watch like the things I've seen of like just like the absurdness. I'm like, this has to be satire. Like he has to think this is funny. Because it's so absurd.
Yeah. I Inglourious Basterds, some really good acting performances, and I think you'll like it. There's a guy, Christoph Waltz, who's an actor.
I've seen probably like 50% of it.
And he's one of my favorite actors. Like the opening scene in Inglourious Basterds is one of my favorite scenes of all time.
Okay, fun.
If you remember that scene.
I saw like the end half.
Okay. But yeah, Quentin Tarantino, he is whatever. But yeah, like in.
You know, people think that's how the Holocaust went.
That's really sad.
Yeah.
But. Yeah.
But people think that.
Yeah, and Leonardo DiCaprio was in Django, and he was also in that Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I also saw like another thing where like the scene. Have you seen Once Upon a Time in Hollywood? Or did I show you
that? I think
end?
So.
Because there's a scene where he's like using a flamethrower early on in a movie, and you're like.
You definitely showed me a clip from.
I that. Showed you the end, but yeah.
But I think I've seen. It's like about that cult.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe I just.
I know we want to see The Shining too because you want to see a scary movie.
I like scary
movies. I just saw behind the scenes on that, and it was freaking weird. Because Jack Nicholson is like the guy
the
who plays.
I don't know all though.
Jack Nicholson is the guy who plays like the axe, the guy holding the axe mm-hmm. forever, and like he like was got so crazy for that
Here's
role.
Johnny.
And the actress in that movie like went kind of insane after the movie because mm-hmm. the director Stanley Kubrick, who's done a couple other movies in top 100, and people think people think the moon landing was fake. Yeah. People think he was the director who filmed it because he's such like a smart director, and that was like that's like the whole like conspiracy theory. Like, oh, Stanley Kubrick was.
Honestly,
trying to
sometimes
fake
I watch this and I'm like. They kind of have a point.
But, yeah, the main actress in The Shining, like, literally, like, went insane after the movie.
Okay, low-key, let's talk about the moon landing. Because I think they have been to space and probably by now have been on the moon. But how... The moon landing's fake.
I don't think so.
You know NASA, like, lost all the records of it?
I don't know.
How
I'm
do you
not
lose
brushed
records
up on it?
Of the moon landing?
I mean, the government doesn't lose anything, but they just tell you what they want you to know.
Yeah, and they don't want us to know about it. But it's like, shouldn't that be like our thing?
It wouldn't surprise me.
I may have made that up.
I wouldn't be completely surprised because like they just tried to bankrupt the Soviet Union during the space
That's
race.
What I'm saying. And they were losing bad. And then they're like, we win.
The moon landing is very on par for America because
yeah,
it's like.
That's what I'm saying. It's like.
We're going to make ourselves better, like seem like we're the best, but we're like not. Because like first people to get to space, Russia. First living thing in space, Russia. First person to like orbit the moon, Russia. And then like America's like, oh no, the whole goal the whole time was someone to step on.
Look,
the moon.
Here's the video.
It was like Russia space race was dominated by Russia. Like if it's a 16 game NFL season, Russia went 15-1 that year. And America went 1-15. But that one win, they're like, that was the Super Bowl, guys.
Yeah.
The other 15 games didn't matter.
That was an all or nothing. Did we not agree on that before?
But anyways, that was that's Stanley Kubrick is the director people think he directed that.
I do like get down genius. The wormholes of like conspiracy things on YouTube of like
yeah, I mean we all like enjoy
flat
the
Earth and
theory.
Stuff like that. I'm like, you know what? That does make sense how that wouldn't work. And then I, you know, come back to Earth and I'd rather just, you know, not.
Yeah.
But maybe.
Yeah, maybe we'll watch a movie of Stanley Kubrick and be like, yeah, he definitely picked Moon Landing.
Yeah.
Because the movies are so good.
Right.
But no, yeah, what I was saying is, like, the girl went, like, literally insane from that movie. Because mm-hmm. the way he films is every single take he wants to film, like, 30, 35 times. Like, just over and over and over until he, like, saying, can, like, every clip
that.
He can choose which one. And, like, it's a movie where, like, she's, like, getting terrorized by a guy. So she just had to be crying over and over. And she got, like, mentally.
Good on him, like, for being so determined. Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
But then same way, the opposite way. Like, I never heard Jack Nicholson, the guy who, like, held the axe. Like, no one ever really said he had problems. But, like, same thing for him. Like, he had to play, like, a literally crazy guy. Like, that show, I showed, like, behind the scenes or was watching stuff where, like, it was before they called action. He's, like, trying to, like, hype himself and getting that. And he's, like, holding an axe and, like, he's, like, literally crazy, like, trying to swing it around, like, getting that mindset. And, like, sound guys are all, like, well, like, is this guy, like, actually crazy or, like, trying to hype himself up? It's, like, yeah. So, yeah, she has to be, like, scared and crying the whole time. But he has to be, like, getting into,
it
like,
is, a... Yeah, it is weird to think, too, of, like, this is deep for the pod. But, like, what the human mind is capable of, like, going to. Because, mm-hmm. like, you know those psych experiments of, like, what's that one called? The jail one where it was, like, the prisoners and the guards?
Yeah, the Stanford Prison Experiment.
Yeah, it's, like... If you're allowing your mind to go to that place, like, at some point, do you, like, take it on and become mm-hmm. that? And it's, like, kind of scary to think, like, those method actors, it's, like, do you ever get stuck in it?
Right. I mean, there's a lot of examples of that. Like, I mean, Heath Ledger for the Joker. Like, right. He was never the same after that.
That's why it's, like, died. Oh, my, jeez.
And then, like, more conspiracy theories, the whole government planning or testing, like, LSD on people in, like, the 50s and, like basically like use humans as like a trial and see like what are the effects of LSD mm-hmm. and realize like messes up people because like Charles Manson was one of those experimenters that they like gave a ton of LSD
oh, really?
To. And then same with Timothy McVeigh, the guy who blew up the Oklahoma City building.
Oh so, my like, gosh, I didn't know that. Wow.
So, yeah, it's like there's all kinds of weird conspiracy theories and stuff.
The brain is weird. And it's like
but, yeah, it's crazy
scary that we don't to. Understand it, but it's like also us. You know,
that's like what we were talking about, or we kind of made like a comment. We didn't really talk about it a while ago, just when we were watching a movie or something. Like being an actor, dating an actor must be so weird. Because mm-hmm. like, I just like, I know you don't, you're not like, whatever. Taylor Swift just came out with her.
I like Taylor Swift.
Very, very I topical. Really like Taylor Swift, very topical. Right now. Maybe this will help us get views. The 10-minute version of All Too Well came out and like said a little more about her and Jake Gyllenhaal. And basically, one part's talking about how like. The first time he met her dad, like, he was just, like, basically saying, like, it just seemed like he was sitting on, like, a talk show, like, with, like, a coffee. Like, he was, like, and I was, like, man, that's got to be weird to date, like, an actor. Because, like, I feel like you can never know, like, is that you right now?
You know
now?
What's funny, though, is, like, only certain people, like, recognize that, though. Because anybody else sitting there with him, they're, like, wow, he's so charming.
Yeah, right.
But, like, it sucks to be one of those people and, like, obviously you're this way, Taylor's that way, I'm this way. Mm-hmm. A lot of people like see past that and it sucks. Like mm-hmm. I kind of wish I was like one of the people who just like has the wall up and like I like I'm like yeah he's so friendly and everything, but I hate when people are so like calculated mm-hmm. and it's uncomfortable.
That's why I feel it's gotta be weird to be like really good friends like the, yeah like a great actor.
I would
like,
never be able to because like, I'd always just think of
like Hugh Jackman
it.
Like I was just two different people.
That's how I feel sometimes about like really smart people too. I'm like, did you think about this before?
Yeah. Well, because
really smart people and then, like, also people who, like, are psychology majors. Like, stuff like mm-hmm. that. And I'm like, are you analyzing me?
Because, you know, there'd be times where we're doing something, like, watching sports or, like, I'm out doing something with you and you're like, are you having fun right now? I'm like, yeah. And, like, you'd be like, are you actually? Mm-hmm. And it's like, obviously, like, for us, we're just normal people. So you can kind of tell if someone's not enjoying something. But, like, I feel like an actor could, like, straight up, like, go to a whole ass event and, like, hate every moment of it but make their significant other think they had a great time and right. loved it and love their friends
right.
but like actually to the point of where like they don't go home and like yeah you didn't really like that to where like they can literally go to bed at night and be like wow he loves like mm-hmm. everything he does like mm-hmm. that's gotta be so weird.
I know, and it's just like weird to me that some people don't see past that too, and it's the worst when it's someone everyone likes like in a group of people and there's like that one person that everyone loves and you're like mm-hmm. they're fake as fuck like
right.
I don't like being around them. It makes me uncomfortable mm-hmm. because everything they say it's like there's something behind it.
Right.
I had a friend one time who every time we would like have an issue or have to confront her or something, she would give you these eyes. It was like you knew she wasn't being sincere. And they'd like get really big. And she's like, I would never intentionally do that.
Oh, wow.
And it's like, okay. I believe you. We're no longer friends.
Oh. Probably for the best.
Moral of the story, yeah.
But, yeah, I feel like that's probably why, like, when those type of, like, actors or those type of fake people, like, break up with, like, that's why Taylor Swift's, like, still talking about it 12 years later. Cause,
it,
like,
it fucked her up.
Because, like, in their mind, they're like, everything is completely normal. And then you're gone. Whereas, like, in his mind, he's probably like, I never cared. Like,
well, to her, she's probably like, maybe he never cared. Like, you mm-hmm. know? Because she's on the side where she's like, I always kind of thought something was up, but I was so young. I didn't really, like, I didn't know that it shouldn't feel like this. And now that it's over and like you left me and I'm a little screwed up now, it's like, oh, I was used. Like, mm-hmm. none of it was real.
But were you actually or were you not? Right. That's where your mind spirals. Yeah. But she's doing well off it. I still haven't watched the full music video, but apparently Dylan O'Brien did very good. So mm-hmm. I'll have to give that a watch.
I heard that they have like the same age gap that mm-hmm. her and Jake Gyllenhaal. It's like a 30-year-old and a 19-year-old.
And he said he didn't shower for a month before the music video because like Jake Gyllenhaal only showers once a month. So there's like a lot of Dylan O'Brien, he wanted to fully be a part of the role.
Is it hard for you to love Jake Gyllenhaal and love Taylor?
I tweeted that yesterday. I was like, tough day to be a Swiftie whose favorite actor is Jake Gyllenhaal. Yeah. Hashtag uncomfy.
Good tweet.
Good tweet, right?
Okay, I'll go like it.
Thanks.
Or whatever it's called. Favorite
it. Hit up the hashtag uncomfy. But yeah. It was. I mean, I love Jake Gyllenhaal.
I like him too.
I think he's going to be he's for sure in one of the top 100 movies.
It's one of those things where it's like, I like him because I like watching him, but I like Matthew McConaughey because I like him. Mm-hmm. You know?
You
need to separate the human.
Mm-hmm. I think Matthew McConaughey struggles from, in terms of considering of all-time great actors, that like the first like 90 or 70% of his career, he was like a rom-com guy, so he doesn't get like that much respect.
Right.
But if you listen to his audiobook, you'll hear about that, which I really love his audiobook. I recommend it to anyone.
He just seems like the kind of guy that like, you could sit down with, you know,
for sure.
Whereas like Jake Gyllenhaal, I'd
be
worried.
Think about the roles of, like Nightcrawler. Like you can see like he'd probably be crazy a day because he can like literally make himself seem insane.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder, does Matthew McConaughey? I guess like Dallas Buyers Club, he kind of has like a colder role.
So yeah, this is kind of what he talks about in his audiobook. Is he was rom coms forever, and those are the like only dad. Those are the only deals he would be offered as rom coms. Mm-hmm. And then basically he said, like, I don't want this to just be me. Because, like, he just get a ton of money and, like, would never feel fulfilled. He's like, this is just a stupid movie. Mm-hmm. And then so he just decided, he's like, told his agent, never going to be doing rom-coms. If anyone comes to me with rom-coms, say no.
Turn them away.
And then it was literally, like, 2 years where, like, all he was getting was rom-coms. No one would give him any other movies. So, like, oh, you're the rom-com guy. We're not going to do it. And then basically Dallas Buyers Club came around. And it was, like, a movie that was, like, not going to be made because it didn't have enough funding. So he, like, kind of, like, went in and helped funded it, but also, like, was an actor. And so that was kind of his first, like, serious role. And then after that, people were like, oh, you're going to be an Interstellar. And like,
that's cool that he, like, believed in himself enough to do that, though. Of, mm-hmm. like...
No, it's a very good audiobook, like, where he
does Yeah, it. Like, that's a person that, like, I can support as a person, too.
But like, he's also really weird. Like, when you hear how he got there in his audiobook, he's like...
I like it, though. Like, no, I like that he's, like, hippy-dippy, like...
But, yeah, you just have to... Because he's, like... I didn't want to do rom-coms anymore, so I booked a one-way flight to the Amazon River and took more peyote, which is a hard drug,
yeah.
And I got naked, butt naked, and just floated down the Amazon River.
It's like, I love that, because you're not hurting anyone.
I know, it's just so funny. It's not I like, love Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, me too. But yeah, and it's like, at first glance, you wouldn't see him as that type of guy, but then when you're like, you know what? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think Dallas Buyers Club is in the top 100 of all time, but we still have to watch it. I mean, we'll probably recognize every city they talk about.
I'm surprised I've seen that movie, but I have. And I've seen Wolf of Wall Street. Both of those movies, I wouldn't expect me to have seen.
Oh, you have seen Dallas Buyers Club?
Yep, I've seen both.
Was it good? Isn't it sad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm always so impressed by him. Mm-hmm. That was probably my first ever experience of being like, oh, actors have a job.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he does it well.
Mm-hmm.
Because I like trashy movies, as I said. I love some like
this is
going
to be fun for you to see all these good acting
me
performances.
Me too. I just love like stupid movies because, you know, I don't like to get too into things. Like,
right.
I like to kind of separate myself from that stuff because I get way too into it if I actually dive in. So I like to watch kind of trashy movies. But then you get into things and you're like, wow, like they actually do their job really well. Mm-hmm. That's super impressive.
Yeah, I'm excited. I don't know what we'll watch next, but I'm sure like.
You have to be a genius. I mean...
To be an actor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to be a genius.
Mm-hmm. To be one of, like, the greats.
Right.
Because to be the greats
and
be... It's
not about looking pretty.
To be the greats and be multidimensional. Because, like, I think... Obviously, everyone's, like, going to be smart. But if you can be, like, a great actor, but
totally.
Also be,
that's
like...
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Because, like, I think the greatest example of all time of that is Bryan Cranston. And from the dad from Malcolm in the Middle to them being Walter White in Breaking Bad.
Oh, yeah.
Like, going from, like, a funny, happy-go-lucky dad to, like, one of the most serious...
I never watched Malcolm in the Middle, so I can't really...
You didn't really watch Breaking Bad either, though.
I've seen some, and I know the gist, and I, like, know his character. But, yeah, I think that my, like, biggest realization of that dimensionality mm-hmm. was seeing Matt Damon be creepy. Mm-hmm. Because, like, I hadn't seen... I think that was my first realization of, like, how good actors can be. Mm-hmm. And then, like, following right after with Hugh Jackman, I'm like, okay, cool. Like, right. this is something I find super interesting. Because, mm-hmm. like,
Matt Damon, like, you got creepy vibes from him before he said anything that would make you think he's a bad guy. But, like, he just... Right. The way he... I don't even
and
know
And I
what
love Matt Damon.
Yeah, he just did so good. He's going to be in a lot of the top 100.
Yeah. But that being said, I know that Matthew McConaughey is capable of that. But I actually hadn't seen any rom-coms he's in. My very first exposure to Matthew McConaughey was Dallas Buyers Club.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I saw him as a serious actor forever, and he's now doing only serious movies. Mm-hmm. So that wasn't, like, a weird thing for me to see him in those roles. Mm-hmm. But, like, Matt Damon, someone who's always a hero and, like, kind of like the, like, rough around the edges, but, like, funny, mm-hmm. wholesome, good person at the end of the day, does what's right.
Mm-hmm.
To see him be whacked was, like, so right. cool.
Yeah, well, we'll have...
Excited to dive in.
You haven't seen Good Will Hunting, right?
Nope.
Well, that's Matt Damon's first movie.
Oh, is that Matt Damon? I thought
it looks like Leonardo DiCaprio. DiCaprio. I know it's not, but a young Matt Damon and young Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, that's funny. I didn't know that.
But yeah, Matt Damon and Ben Affleck wrote and directed that movie, and they both blew up after it.
The icon.
What?
In Good Will Hunting. Why am I forgetting his name?
Oh, Robin Williams.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's also, so funny. In my head, I was thinking that was Leonardo DiCaprio.
They do look very similar at that age. Cool. Okay, should we wrap this up with our Last Trinity?
Yes.
Do you have your ideas for it?
Yes.
All right, so what's our Last Trinity?
Our Last Trinity. So Tyler comes to me. The Trinity was supposed to be my responsibility for the podcast. I'm just not, like, I don't think the way Tyler does. He can come up with things so quickly of, like, good topics and, like, he just has a much more creative mind than I do, I think, when it comes to things like that. But I think I have the problem-solving mind. That's my thing. Hmm. But you're the creative one.
That's why I couldn't last, and that's why I couldn't cut it as an engineer.
Really?
Well, I just, like, I'm more creative, and then engineering is all about problem-solving.
You are much more creative, more
I mean,
like,
I can solve a problem, but it's not my preferred operation.
You can solve a problem, but you get really frustrated about it and, like, right. break things in the process, and it's like... Whoa, let's take a breath.
Like what? Like when we were putting together something or?
Yeah, or like if I'm like trying to figure something out, you go more like of like the force method where it's like, why don't we just figure out where the button is?
Yeah, it's just because like I overestimate like his, like our, for example, like our air fryer, like trying to take something out.
Yeah,
I
was like, oh yeah, oh yeah.
We,
that's
like,
a good example.
Our like pan got stuck in the air fryer.
It wasn't even stuck. There's like a divot.
Right, but it just wouldn't come out. It was stuck though because we couldn't okay. get it out without pulling it
But I think
it
that's because you...
Yeah, no, because I was yeah. just like, obviously it can go in there, so it's going to come out if I just pull super hard.
Yeah.
But it works now.
Yeah. I walk in and he's like manhandling the air fryer, trying to pull this like sheet out, because the way it goes in, there's the camera, there's like a divot like that, so when you're pushing it in, you go up and down. But Tyler was just cranking on it, trying to get it out, and I think it bent it up, so, but mm-hmm. now it works fine.
Yeah.
But it's just funny. That's what I mean.
All right. Well,
anyway,
continue. What
yeah,
are you saying?
You're much more creative than I am. So obviously Tyler comes in. He's like, let's do two Trinities. And I'm like, okay. And I sit there and he goes, one can be Thanksgiving food. And I was like, okay, cool. And he's like, what's the other one? I was like, I thought about it and I'd landed on best times to take a nap. That's it.
All right. Well, heads, you go first. Tails, I'll go
yep.
first.
I think I have some pretty good ones.
Tails.
It's like situations, you know.
I'm going first. So, on topic, best time to take a nap is just after Thanksgiving or holiday meal.
I absolutely
meal.
Knew that was going to be your first yeah. one.
After Thanksgiving or after a nice Christmas meal, after a nice Easter breakfast.
It just puts you in a food coma.
Mm-hmm.
You feel real good.
Easy first pick.
Happy full belly.
How about you?
My first pick is after you've been on the water. You got a little sunburn going.
That's a great one.
And you fall asleep on the boat.
That's a really good
one.
Or
you fall asleep on the couch.
Very good one.
Yep. And it's just happy. Maybe mm-hmm. you had some watermelon.
Mm.
Yeah.
Nice summer day on the right. lake.
And you just kind of doze off. No responsibilities. Hasty singing. That's my first.
All right. My second will be after a morning class. So picture this. It's a Friday on college campus. You maybe only have one class on Fridays at 8:30 a.m. You went out way too late Thursday night, but you need to go to that class. So you get up, you're really tired, maybe
you're
hungover.
You're promising yourself you're going to go to bed when you get home.
Mm-hmm. You go to that class, you go to that early class, hungover, tired, go there, you get it done, then you go home, and you're like, I have no more class the rest of the day. I'm going to take a nap.
That's so nice. Mm-hmm. That's a good one. My other one. I had a second, but I'll think of it because I'll just go ahead and say my third. And it's an accidental nap.
Mm.
Accidental cat nap.
Mm.
Cat nap, I say, because it's short enough that, like, you don't ruin anything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like sometimes, like, you accidentally fall asleep for, like, hours, and mm-hmm. all of a sudden you don't know what day it is, and, like, you wake up super confused right. and, like, missed an assignment. I mean, like, you didn't even really know you were tired, but, like, you just kind of drift off. You wake up, check your clock, it's been 20 minutes, you feel great.
Mm-hmm.
You're rejuvenated. You're like, wow, I didn't even know I needed that. Maybe you got some lines from the sheets on you because you were just out.
Mm-hmm.
That's my second one, accidental cat nap.
Accidental cat nap. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I'll say my number three.
We're also not big nappers.
No, we're not.
I've napped once since I've known him.
But let's say, I'll say after a sports practice, specifically like 2 days. So like during the summer, like I would just go, you go to practice in the morning, or like if you're just working out in the morning, then you like have a lunch break and you go practice again, then get home and you're just exhausted from the day. Take a little nap.
Mm-hmm.
And because like you still have schoolwork to do or something, like after, like, so you have school, then you have practice after school, and you still have like homework at night. So like you still have homework, so it's like I need to do this, yeah. but I need just like a 30 minute.
Did you shower?
Like after practice before a nap?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Otherwise, not good.
No.
Yeah. My last one is a post brunch mimosa tipsy.
It's a great one.
Sunday nap.
Mm-hmm.
You got That's nothing to do. Just had brunch, got a little tipsy. Today. Yeah. She is nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my third.
Nice.
The only I can always sleep better after a couple of
months. We didn't have any that overlap, but we both had great, great choices.
I agree. All good vibes.
My only honorable mention would be the day after a long flight for work specifically, because if I'm flying for vacation,
flights
like I don't want
a big nap.
Yeah, but I don't want to take a nap after a flight, like if I'm on vacation, because I'm like, oh, I'm there. I'm happy. I'm doing stuff. But I travel a lot for work. So, like, when I fly for work, I probably usually don't take a nap the day I get there. But, like, say I fly in on a Sunday. When I go to work on Monday.
Yeah.
Once I come back from Monday at work, I'm just exhausted. Because, like, for me, the flight doesn't catch up to me until, like, a day later.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't, I don't know, like, I feel like I can sleep on flights for, like, 10-minute bouts. But it's never, like, you're not getting your REM cycle. Like, it's, like, you're not gaining anything from that. But, yeah, the day after a long flight is a great nap. But, if like I said, if I'm on vacation, I'm not going to nap. It's very much like a, like we said, we're not big nappers. So if I'm like in this like Louisville for work, I'm not, there's nothing to do there.
People who are nappers, like that's a hobby. You spend a lot of time napping.
And I know some people like can be very regimented with like a 15-minute cat nap or something. And if that's like,
I know people who just sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Like you must have a deficiency. Cause well,
who
knows?
If you take a cat nap every day, maybe that's better. Like maybe I'm missing out on something.
No, yeah, I know I would benefit from more.
Because like if I took a 30-minute nap. But then I was like then 80% productive the rest of the night as opposed to no nap, but 60% productive.
No, exactly.
Maybe.
Because I always find myself like I'll wake up and I'll be like, I'm so tired. I'm going to promise myself right now if I just get up, I can take a nap later. Mm-hmm. I'm not taking a nap later.
Yeah. And
it feels like a waste of time. Even
I just
though,
can't nap. Yeah.
Yeah. I
can't well, like, I can nap, but I don't.
I know.
Choose to
I
do
can't
it
bring
because
myself to do it. It feels like a waste
well,
of time.
Well, and I just know like I don't wake up after 20 minutes and say, oh, I'm. Let's get out of bed. And
yeah, awesome.
Like if I take a nap at like 5:30 after work, that's the rest of my
night. I'm
not getting
out of bed.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm just going to be chilling.
Right. Even if I'm on my phone at 3 a.m. Because I already got my sleep in.
Yeah. Well, is that it for this episode?
I think so.
All right. That was 35 minutes. Can you believe it?
What do you mean?
The episode was 35 minutes long.
No, it's not.
Yeah. 35 minutes.
Honey.
No. It's like an hour 20.
Okay.
I was just joking with you. Okay. Thank you for listening to Season 3, Episode 1 of the Balls and Holes Podcast. Ooh, you know what I just realized?
What? What?
It's a great, mind-blowing way to end the episode.
Okay.
Episode 13, Season 3, Episode
cool.
1. And that's all, folks.
A little flippy-floppy.